This could be a confusing parable if you were a kid learning about it in school. Because here you hear the parable going one way, and then all of a sudden it takes a sharp turn. They expect it to be this nice lesson about sharing, and then all of a sudden, whew. So if you hear this as a little kid at school, you're like, oh, I'm bringing this lesson home to mom. So next time she tells you to share with your little brother, you're like, whoa, 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 mom, just take a seat. I'm going to share a little lesson with you that Jesus taught me. You see, there were these five foolish virgins, and they ran out of oil. But this parable, the oil isn't oil. It's grace. The oil is my relationship with Jesus. Really, truly knowing him. And allowing him to know me. And that oil, that grace from that relationship with Jesus, that's not something I can give you. As much as a parent wishes that they could give that to their child, you're not able to give your relationship with Jesus to another person. As much as I wish I could give that, knowing Jesus and that relationship that I have with him to you, I can't give that. That's only something that you have to receive from God. It's received through approaching him in prayer. You receive that through the sacraments of the church, the bride of Christ. You receive that oil, that grace from God. And it requires intimacy. Allowing him to really know you. Think about that word, intimacy. Into me you see. Intimacy is going beneath the surface. It's allowing someone into that greater depth of who you are. This is the sort of imagery that Jesus uses in this parable. A marital intimacy. The intimacy in that a husband and a wife know one another. When you hear about those words to know in the Bible, it's code for something. It's referring to this marital intimacy. The way in which Adam knew Eve. God, he's this nice big word. He's omniscient, right? God is all-knowing. But I want you to imagine. I want you to ask a what if. God is all-knowing, yes. But what if the only thing that God knew about you, the only thing that God knew about your life, is what you have told him? How much would he know about you? What would he know about your life if the only thing he knew is what you had shared with him? Memento mori. Remember your death. The five most tragic words that one would hear after the moment of their death are the words that we hear spoken by Jesus in this parable at the end of it today. He says to the foolish, I don't know you. I don't know you. It's very possible to live your life and to die without really knowing Jesus, without allowing him to know you. It's the very real and sad possibility of living your life in which you're just burnt out, in which you're burnt out without ever having been on fire. But the good news that the gospel is, is that what Jesus gives us in his grace, what he gives us in this oil that comes from really knowing him, is he gives us something in which we're able to be on fire without burning out. It's to be in the midst of a world in which you're sort of engulfed in darkness. It's to be the light of Christ. It's to be his hope. And this is where I want to say a word of encouragement to you, and I want to say a word of thanks to you as well. Because it's easy to get discouraged. It's so easy to get discouraged. In which you look at this and you say, yes, that's what I want. I want that sort of intimate relationship in which I really know Jesus and he knows me. But that's where that is, and it feels like I'm way over here. And the gap between the two of them seems like it's so far. And we get discouraged by that. But I want to say to you, thank you, because you don't see the powerful and important witness that you give by just living your faith and being faithful, not in a spectacular way all the time, but just in a day-to-day living your faith in those small little ways. That witness that you give is so powerful, and there's so much light that's brought into the world from you just living your faith and striving to know Jesus in this way and allowing him to know you. It's this medallion right here, this whole gospel parable, this medallion right here of faith with the lamp lit. That's what it's based on. And that's what you, more than you see, and you can't see it, but it's real and it's there. That's what you bring into this world. And that's what the world needs. So a word of encouragement to you, and a word of thanks as well. Keep living your faith day to day. Each day, keep striving to know him. Let him know you. Tell him about you. Because that brings an incredible light into the world, and it brings a hope into the world. It brings Jesus Christ into the world.